It's already been called one of the greatest college football games ever. Back and forth for four quarters and two overtimes. But last night, the Ohio State Buckeyes defeated the Miami Hurricanes 31-24 in the Fiesta Bowl to become the best college football team in the country. Defending national champions Miami ended a 34-game winning streak. Ohio State won its first national title in 34 years. Our sports columnist Ron Rappaport joins us from Chicago.
Stay up late last night, Ron?
I don't know, Scott. Are you sure that game's over? I think that's underplayed. Two overtimes. Boy, that's my kind of national championship game.
Oh, finally. What a great national championship
game. Scott, it's almost enough to make you believe in college football's cockamamie overtime tiebreaker. I don't see where going a quarter of field settles anything. It's more like pinball than football, but it sure can be fun.
Yeah, no, it really was. Listen, and that five-yard run that ended the night by Ohio State's Maurice Claret. Now, this is a young man who'd been bottled up for much of the game and had distractions, to say the least, this week.
Well, he had been complaining that he hadn't been allowed to go back home to attend the funeral of a friend.
Yeah. But, by the way, I mispronounced his name. I confused him with the plummy French wine.
Claret.
Yes, sorry, yes.
And there was a lot of sniping back and forth about whether he should have been allowed to go back, and Ohio State said, well, they didn't fill out the proper forms. It's kind of like the dog ate their homework or something.
Oh, yeah.
But what was interesting was that neither offense really did what they wanted to do yesterday, Scott. It was kind of interesting. Willis McGahee didn't have the kind of game he would have wanted to have and ended up hurt. Ken Dorsey was hurt a lot, was intercepted and quite a bit.
Intercepted three, four times, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, no question. But, you know, all credit to Ohio State, Scott. It's kind of funny hearing an unbeaten team saying we don't get no respect. But they did say it, and in a way it's true. Nobody really believed in their offense or their ability to keep up with Miami's speed. Scott, they were 12-point underdogs. That's got to be tough when you go through the season unbeaten. But I thought their defense was just magnificent, and never more so than in that second overtime when they stopped Miami, you know, right on the goal line.
A real goal line stand. It was very exciting to watch. And nice to see a college championship, I must say, won essentially with defense at that point.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. They were really good. Tell me the truth. You were counting on Jarrett Payton, Walter's son, to score the winning touchdown, right?
Well, you know, my emotions were mixed, if I might put it that way. I have great affection for Ohio State because, of course, as you know, Woody Hayes was a great personal hero of mine.
Yes, right.
I was rooting for Ohio State because they were the underdogs and the Midwestern team, and at the same time, it was Sweetness's son who was there, Kellen Winslow's son, of course, is a great pass catcher.
There were just so many good players out there. Miami's big problem, as we've said, they couldn't hold on to the ball, Scott. Interceptions, fumbles, you know, they just hurt them every time. It seemed to be when they were right on their way. At one point, Ohio State turned two turnovers into touchdowns in less than a minute and a half. That's tough to win when you've got making those kinds of mistakes.
It is amazing to me that Miami's coach, Larry Coker, until last night, had never lost a game as a head coach. This must be a difficult morning for Mr. Coker.
I don't know. You know, somebody once said about John Robinson in a year when USC was getting unbeaten and was unbeaten, and it looked as if that maybe they were going to lose a game. He said, "What's John Robinson like after a loss?" One writer asked another, and he said, "I wouldn't know." Then they went on and won the game. Well, I don't know. It'd be interesting to hear Larry Coker's remarks.
Well, Ron, nice talking to you.
Always a pleasure.
Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, who's also a sports columnist for, and a good one, a great one, for the Chicago Sun-Times. We'll be right back.